The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee gives a briefing on national security today, not to his colleagues or constituents, but to an audience of Republican Party contributors. Both parties have discovered that national security issues have a new value in politics this year. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss is a former CIA agent himself. No one, including two former CIA chiefs interviewed by NPR, would suggest that he's going to give away any state secrets.
He'll be making very much the same type of speech that he makes back home to the Rotary Club or any of the organizations in his district.
Steve Schmidt is a spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Absolutely no classified information will be discussed.
Still, donors are willing to pay. Tickets run from just $250 to $1,000 each. The money goes to help Republicans maintain their House majority. In exchange, donors get to attend a day-long series of meetings. It's a traditional way to raise money. Let contributors get up close and personal with congressional leaders and committee chairs, the lawmakers who matter. For example, Congressman Bill Thomas, chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, is telling donors today how to cut their taxes. But when Goss's security briefing turned up on the schedule, Democrats suddenly called it outrageous. Democratic National Chairman Terry McAuliffe said he would write the GOP a check just to hear what Goss might say behind closed doors. Republicans countered by saying they'll let reporters cover the briefing for free. McAuliffe didn't register any similar objections last fall when a Democratic group did much the same kind of briefing just 15 days after the September 11th attacks. The New Democrat Network, which supports centrist Democrats, invited donors to join a conference call with Congresswoman Jane Harman. She's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee's Subcommittee on Terrorism and Homeland Defense. A spokesman for the New Democrat Network says the conference call included not just contributors, but also other types of supporters, as well as candidates the group is backing. Harman's communications director, Philippe Reines, says it was a general discussion of events at an anxious time.
Not one word about fundraising was mentioned, and fundraising was not the purpose or the result of the call.
Reines calls it one of a series of outreach events by Harman. Others say it's just fundraisers doing what fundraisers do, peddling the idea that donors can buy status as Washington insiders. Robin Kolodny at Temple University in Philadelphia studies the finances of the party committees.
What both parties would be selling at this point is what they always have to provide to their best donors, a sense that those donors are part of the cause and that they have better information than the average person and better access.
And she says that gives each party a new set of big dollar celebrities.
Mr. Goss here, for example, becomes a more important commodity because now he has something for which donors are willing to pay to hear, and that makes him a more important person in the party, and it makes his personal fundraising ability that much more important.
That's another change since September 11th. Many lawmakers used to regard the intelligence committees as hard duty without much of a fundraising payoff, not like Ways and Means or Appropriations, where the big dollars usually go. Right now, though, interest in national security is high, and so is the stock of members who can talk about it. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.